All right. Welcome. This is Orion Rising. I am your host, Leonard O'Neill. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good morrow, depending on where in the world you are tuning into the show. Okay, I was about to go live. It is Friday night, 5 p.m. on the west coast of America, and I was going to go live. Normally, I'd be doing my show on Raw, the Law of One, Raw, the Raw material today. But I wanted to go live and talk about the coronavirus, and Facebook doesn't let me go live on any of my channels. Every time I click on there to go live, it says, oh, there was a problem in trying to go live. I think I'm banned from going live on Facebook. I'll find out another time. So it's now actually 8 minutes after 5, and I'm just starting to record because I kept trying to attempt to go live on Orion Rising, and then I tried to go live on my personal page. Attempted it a few times. Otherwise, I would have been live right now in the normal slot. But unfortunately, this won't air now until after I finish recording it and then upload it. And I'll upload it as fast as I can to premiere it and try and get that to you. So it'll probably be around 6 or 7 o'clock tonight before it airs. So I apologize for that because it'll be late and you guys were expecting Raw today. Okay, so I wanted to come on. I got my St. Patty's Day hat on here, right? I got the bug. It's coming up on the 17th of March, and that's this Tuesday coming around the horn. And I don't have a show. I might do a show on Monday, so I might have it on again on Monday. But otherwise, I should have put on a green shirt. Maybe I'll come on and do something live. Oh, I can't do anything live. I was going to say, maybe I'll do something live on St. Patty's Day, but apparently I don't get the broadcast live anymore. So we'll see what happened there. If I'm actually banned from that. That's hilarious, right, guys? So apparently it is a thing. Okay, so I want to talk about the coronavirus because there's a lot of crazy panic going on out there, and I want to give you some statistics. And those of you, I know there's a lot of you out there who refuse to watch, like, Fox because you say it's fake news, and I've told you guys time and time again, you should watch all channels because you find out stuff that the other people are refusing to tell you. Okay, for instance, let me give you some numbers, okay? The coronavirus right now currently has only killed about 70,000 people worldwide. Most of those cases are actually, I think it just went up to like 120,000. Most of those cases are in Italy and China, okay? In China, we don't know the exact numbers because the Chinese government, I don't think, is forthright with the numbers from the stuff that I've seen, smuggled out videos of them rounding people up and throwing them in the backs of trucks and taking them off. And now I hear that they have mass graves that they're burying people in. Their numbers are far, far greater than we'll ever probably know. Okay. And so they're lying about those numbers. They also lied to their people and said that it was the American government who brought the virus into the city of Hunan with their military. They infected everybody, and that's what they're telling their people over there. Now, that could be a thing. I mean, who knows, right? Now that Italy is, you know, they're saying Europe might be ground zero because they're as big with the amount of people as over in China. So, you know, that'll ring itself out. But what I want to talk about is, let's look at some practical numbers, okay? Last year in the United States alone, just in the United States of America, from the common influenza, the common flu, infectious common flu, okay? 26,000 people died just from the common flu that we get every year. Flu season. Did you get your shot? Okay. So between November, December, January, February, March, and a 5-month time period, and that's me being very large on the flu season, okay? It usually runs from, you know, mid-winter to spring, okay? So I'm giving it almost half the year here, okay? In that time period, 26,000 people last year died in the United States. 180,000 people were hospitalized, just with the common flu that we're already used to. So far, as of today, Friday the 13th, for those of you who are scared about Friday the 13th, I've done shows on that, multiple shows. You can go back in my archives and see I've done probably 12 hours talking about Friday the 13th and what it entails and why it's here. It has nothing to do with anything with bad luck. Anyways, So, well, it does. If it was 1207, right? With 1207, if it was 1207, October, Friday the 13th, and you were a Templar Knight at 7 a.m. in the morning, yeah, then it was bad luck. And if you had bad luck and you got caught, that was all that whole thing was about. Okay. So that's the common cold. Okay. H1N1 and H1N2. The swine flu and the bird flu. It's the other way around. Either way, H1N1 and H1N2. Or H1R2, whatever they called it. Those two pandemics, by the way. Oh, and the influenza is a pandemic. Okay, let me explain what that means. Everybody's freaking out because of the word pandemic. The word pandemic means literally that some virus or disease is in every state or province of a nation or on a global scale. Not in every single nation or province, but every nation. So if 80% of all the countries of the world have at least one case of the flu, it becomes a pandemic. Okay? So people hear that word and they think that means the Black Death, the bubonic plague, and that one quarter of the world's population is going to die, and it's biblical disaster, and we're in trouble and we're all going to die. Okay? That just means that the disease is global. Okay? So the virus is global. Okay? Now, inside the United States currently, as of today, Friday the 13th, 55 people have died. That's it. From this virus, and that's in a one-month time period. Now, if you look at influenza in 5 months, and you divide 120 by 5, how many do you get? Think about that, right? So let's figure that out. 5 divided by 120, 5 into 12 goes twice, right? Twice, that's 10, right? 2 left over, 4, 24, okay? So it looks like the number is higher per month. It could be. However, and this is why I say this, however, I'll preface that with this. If the death tolls did not plateau anywhere in the world and they just keep climbing and climbing and climbing, I would be concerned. However, in most of the countries, including China, it has plateaued and it's starting to go away. Japan, it's plateaued and it's going down. That means it's contained. It's no longer out of control. Okay. And it's going down the amount of number of people. And eventually it dies down to hardly any. They don't ever go away. That's why they pop back up when it's wintertime and it's cold. And everybody is more susceptible to catching viruses and colds. Okay, so otherwise it would disappear off the face of the earth and never happen again. It doesn't do that. It just makes its way slowly, onesie, twosies around the world until it ramps back up when everybody has winter. So what happens is, over in the other countries that it's summer right now, do you see, they're less prone to have those issues. Now, this particular virus is highly contagious because with most viruses, just about all, you're only toxic, contagious, when you first get it and you have a fever. Okay, well, this particular virus, you don't notice whether you have that fever and you're giving it to everybody around you. Okay, so because it has a 14-day, which usually most viruses have a 7 to 10, this has a 12 to 14, maybe 17-day incubation period. It's longer. That's why they're making people test, you know, for 2 weeks, for 14 days. They have to test negative for 3 times after that. So it takes usually 17 to 20 days before they're released from quarantine. Okay. That way the virus is gone in them and they're not going to contain, they're not contagious. They're not going to give it to anybody else. Now, it's not known yet because it's so early that you're contagious throughout the entire process. Most viruses that you get, even pneumonia, infectious diarrhea, when you first get the virus and you don't feel good and you have a fever, you're contagious. After you get the full-blown effect of it, you're no longer contagious. It's too early with this virus for them to have ascertained that yet. They haven't had enough people in hospitals to find out if they're still contagious. Now, that's what makes it more difficult. If they're still contagious, then you're contagious throughout the entire procedure until one day you just miraculously get over it. The way that it sounds, it just dies. So literally your body just all kills it in one night. You go to sleep, you wake up the next morning, and you, bam, you're fine. Okay? So that's the way it seems like it works. Now, the only people so far that are affected that have died from this, you have to understand, no one under the age of 50, okay, no one under the age of 50 died in Japan at all. So it's from 60 years old was what we're saying here in the United States and above, and that are more susceptible to viruses and things like that because your immune system isn't as robust as when you're younger. When you're younger, you're more robust and you're out in the world and you're getting more colds and flus. And so your immune system is constantly needing to beef itself up and you're taking vitamins and all that. When people get older, they usually don't travel around as much and go and hang out with people as much and do as much vigorous things. So your immune system tends to get a little bit weaker because you're becoming more frail and more weaker and you're not doing as many things. So you become more susceptible to it. And then on top of that, if you have COPD or congenital heart disease or any kind of respiratory ailments like that, it makes you more prone to go have anything progress into pneumonia. Okay, and what's happening is people with these underlying illnesses are getting the virus and it quickly goes to the lungs. Every virus and cold and flu bug, you guys know that. Some people goes, oh man, it always goes to my head. Other people say, it always goes to my lung. Other people say, it always goes to my stomach. Those are your weak areas. Those are the areas that a virus goes after because it's the weakest. It's just the way that the viruses work. So if your lungs are prone to disease, it's going to get in there and it's going to cause pneumonia faster because you have weak lungs and your immune system is weak. So the majority of the people so far that have, in fact, all of the people who have died have had respiratory problems. There was one guy who was in his 50s, he was 56, and he died, but he had problems. I'm 52 and I have COPD and asthma. So I'm prone to that and I'm staying away from people as much as I can. Although I do a little bit better with my immune system than I always have, even with having COPD and things being prone to go into pneumonia. My sister, on the other hand, one of my sisters has COPD and she's on oxygen. She, you sneeze near her and she catches a cold, goes into pneumonia, she's in the hospital. Okay, so people that are already prone to that, they're the ones that are really at risk, okay? However, anything could happen all of us could be at risk, we don't know. Now, the reason for all of the reaction of the way things are going, first of all, there's this crazy conspiracy theory out there that we have to go and get toilet paper and water and hand sanitizer. Now, the hand sanitizer, I can see that. You're not going to run out of toilet paper. The stores are not going to run out of toilet paper, okay? It's not going to happen. They're not going to close down. There's this conspiracy theory out there that all the businesses are going to close and we're going to be on our own, okay? That's not going to happen. Let me tell you why, okay? This entire nation of ours and most of the nations in Europe, our money is fake. It's invented on us. Okay, when you're born and you get a social security number, the government considers you a worker bee that they own. And you're supposed to live for a certain amount of time and do a certain amount of work. That means you're worth a certain amount of money that you owe the government for them allowing you to be alive. This is true. I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's true. That's what everything's based on. So when they need more money, the Fed approves it and they actually borrow it against our working time. So they borrow it from us, for me and you and everybody else who's a citizen in that country. They write money and make it fictitiously out of nowhere, and we now owe it back to the government because they created it, so we have to pay for it. So we have to pay it. So we are the currency behind the money. When the gold standard was, you had to have as much gold is you with the value of the gold backed up how much money you had. It's the value of the human and how much their work is worth lifetime is what they base that on. But that's the truth. This is not a lie. I wrote a book about it. There's many books out there and many people out there. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is the actual fact. Okay, so the entire idea of closing down shop everywhere kills the economy. Economy will crash and our government will fall. So they cannot close up all the businesses. They can't. That's why they're making everybody work from home. The kids are going to be going to school from home. They don't really care about your education. They'll leave you without your education and not pay the teachers. They don't give a crap about teachers and they've never, ever respected teachers. So it doesn't matter to them. But when it comes to the stock market and all those industries, they're not going to close. They're going to keep open. Fast food restaurants aren't going to lose business. Okay, they're not canceling all flights around the world like they did in 9/11. That almost killed some airlines, did kill a couple of airlines. Okay, the airline industry will have to, they have to continue flying. So they'll start lowering their rates to get people to fly. Okay, they'll make sure that everybody's screened when they're coming on board. They got cameras now. I just watched it. They're using infrared cameras, and they can detect whether or not you have a fever. I just watched this literally on the news before I came in here to start filming. Actually, I was going to go live. So these cameras are going to try and roll out to everyone. Okay, now, why all the hubbub then, bub? Well, in the beginning, it was going up and up and up and up, and there was no stopping in sight, and we didn't know. So everybody did kind of panic a little bit. But then you had the news. Now think about this, and I know I'm going to sound like a conspiracy theory again, conspiracy theory Leo, but listen to what I have to say. Now, I want to start with, for those of you who don't know, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm actually registered as no party, no party affiliation. You can register as a no party affiliation in the United States, and that's not a party. You know what I mean? There's no representative that's running on the ticket for no party. It means we don't affiliate ourselves with any party. In fact, there are more people in the United States that are registered no party than there are Republicans currently. Okay? And that's not including the Independent Party, American Independent Party. Okay? So the American Independent Party is almost as many as there are Republicans. Okay? So I wanted you guys to know that up front, because I'm not pulling for one side or the other. I'm telling you what I see, because I watch all the news channels and I know what's going on. Okay? For 3.5 years, and I'm not saying I'm an expert and that my opinion is the only one. If you don't believe me and you don't like my opinion, you don't have to. And if you think I'm wrong, I always tell you this on every show, look it up, prove me wrong, I'll have you on the show. We'll have it out on the show. But if you show up with talking points and accusations, end of story. You got to have proof, you got to have backup, you got to have vetting, not just the accusations. You're a racist and you're a xenophobe, and that stuff doesn't cut it on my show. Okay? I don't play like that. I won't do it to you, and I'm not going to allow it to be done to me. Okay? So that's why you don't see that on my show. I could do that and get ratings. I probably do. I bet if I had a bunch of arguing and yelling and screaming, I'd get ratings. Okay. I do enough of that on my own. All right. So for 3.5 years, the news industry made a killing in ratings because the Democrats were trying to impeach Donald Trump. Every day they had a new time bomb. It was, oh, that's it. He's done now. We got him now. The breaking news. He can't get away from this one. 3.5 years of that crap. And guess what? Then they had to invent and make up and try to trump up. There goes that word again. Try to trump up a couple of charges that were illegal and not true if you know how our government works. Okay? So that was immediately going to be thrown out. But they didn't care because they had the numbers to vote it so that on Donald Trump's record for the end of time, there would be an asterisk and it would say impeached. In fact, so much so that Nancy Pelosi came out and bragged that after it was voted down. First, but they did vote to impeach him. So they impeached him. And then you have a trial. They had a trial and he was acquitted. That means he was found innocent of the charges. Okay? But she said he's still going to be listed as impeached forever. Do you see? It wasn't that they knew they weren't going to be able to impeach him, but they knew that they had the numbers to do so. So they voted it so that it was on his record forever so they could say he was impeached. He's not legitimate. But they didn't work in the eyes of the public because we had that happen to Bill Clinton and they acquitted him as well, even though Bill Clinton was actually found guilty of 7 felonies. But the Democrats, because they had the Senate at the time, voted it down and said no. Okay. So there's a lot of illegal politics going on in the United States of America that everybody seems to think is just normal, which there's a lot of us that want to change that, and it's going to get changed. One of which is that when you're on the House floor or the Senate floor, you can lie and say any hideous thing you want to say. And you can't be held responsible for it because you have complete diplomatic immunity. And which you see that every day. I mean, they literally were saying things that, like, the president said I could murder someone and get away with it. Now, he did brag kind of like that. He did say, you know, I'm so popular, I bet I could shoot somebody on, whatever, Fifth Avenue and get away with it. But, you know, then there was a bunch of other stuff. So then all that went away. And guess what? There's nothing to talk about on the news. Had to go back to normal stuff, but they still needed something because now they're worried. They know the outcome of this election is Donald Trump's going to get reelected. And they still need to try and get their power back. So they were still trying to badmouth him about everything, of course. And then this virus showed up. Conspiracy theorists say that the American government started it, the deep state. Started it on purpose so they could tank the economy. Now, I don't know if that's true. I'm just telling you that's the things that I've heard. I've also heard that the Chinese did it on purpose to thin out their population, to cull some of their millions of people, billions of people they have, and to screw up the world economy. And then, of course, the Democrats jumped on board, and so did the news channels, with bashing Donald Trump and blaming it on him like he started it. Said they even claimed he started it. Okay? Then no matter what he did, let's look at this, they're back to partisan politics talking points, and guess what? As soon as they started trumping this whole thing up and ramping it up, guess what? Ratings went through the roof. Everybody's glued to the television watching the news channels again. So now if you're only watching CNN or MSNBC or ABC or CBS or those guys, not Fox, all you hear is that it's Donald Trump's fault. He's inept. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's not ready for this. He's the most illegal president on the face of the earth, and yada, yada, all the same rhetoric from before. And guess what? Their ratings shoot up again now. So they're literally, think about this. Now, this could be a conspiracy theory, but they're literally trumping this stuff up and making it bigger than it is to scare everyone, because they noticed whenever they talked about that and scared everybody, that people were selling off. Now, I see that selling off and buying back and selling off that's going on every other day here. And what I see is fat cat billionaires sitting back doing the same thing OPEC does. And they take advantage of something that's going on in the world, and they use that to lower and raise prices. Okay? It's called insider trading, but it's being done. Everybody sells off. The economy is tanking, goes down 7,000 points in one day, and then goes up 3,000 points the next day, then goes down 7,000 points the next day, and goes back up 10,000 points the next day. Are you fucking kidding me? If I had money in the stock market, I'd be buying and selling every fucking minute when I see that shit happening. You know why? Because I'd be making billions as well. If everybody sells at the same time and it starts to tank, you sell everything you fucking got and you sit and wait. And eventually it hits rock bottom. Okay? And then you wait for the fat cats because they've all decided that moment when they're all going to buy. And as soon as you see that stock market going back up again, and it's 10 and up. It's 10, buy everything you fucking can low. Drives the price up of everything. This is how this works, people. Look it up. Drives the price of everything way up. Stock prices go way up. Your stocks split again. You get more stocks. And even if you don't, you bought them at $15 a share, and now they're $400 a share. And guess what? Sell to the people who are still trying to buy. Now you've just made triple the money that you had that you invested in the beginning of the morning. And you sell all that shit off and it devalues the stock. It goes right fucking back down. 2 days later, you're buying the same stock for $35 a share that you bought, or $15 a share you bought day ahead of over here. But now you have $400 per share that you made off of it. So you take that profit and you buy it into that stock again. And guess what? It drives the price of the stock up. This is what's being done on a mass scale. And it destabilizes the American dollar and everybody else's dollar. And that lowers gets all the businesses scared. And what they're hoping is going to happen is that the businesses are going to get scared and they're going to close their doors. And then people are going to be laid off by companies because they can't pay them. Retail's not closing their doors. You know why? They're making a fucking mint off selling all the fucking hand sanitizer, toilet paper, paper towels, water, and all the other shit people are trying to stock up on because they're scared to death that the world's coming to an end, because their children are afraid of the dark. Because there's somebody told them, oh my God, they're going to close all the businesses and we're going to be on our own for a month. This economy would cease to exist if we did not buy things. If you guys, in fact, do stop buying things and go home and hide in your house, you're going to see them lower the prices of everything just the same way they did after 9/11, when, in fact, that started happening. People went hunkered down in their house, didn't know what to do, and they were hiding in their house and holding on to what they had. And because of that, our economy crashed. Even more so. And then the same thing when that bubble hit, The economy crashed and the people didn't want to spend money. They lowered the prices of everything to incentivize you to go and buy them. I remember thinking about buying that leather jacket I was looking at. It was a $500 leather jacket that now was being sold for $125. Okay? Some people I know made a killing buying stuff and then turning around and selling it when the price went back up. Okay? A lot of people I know did that. In fact, I have two leather jackets, but I didn't sell them. I still have them. So they will do that. They're lowering the gas prices right now when all this thing started because they still want people to travel. They're trying to get people out on the roads to travel by giving you cheap gas. That's what they do all the time whenever they need. The first thing they do is lower the gas prices. Then they start lowering the prices of other things. Okay? So they're afraid you're not going to spend money. So you guys running out there hoarding things is just going to keep the doors open anyway. You drive the market. We drive the market. They're not going to close the stores. They don't want all that stuff to go bad in the stores. And as long as you keep showing up to buy it, they're going to stay open. They're only going to close if there's like millions and millions and millions of deaths from the coronavirus. Okay? So that is a conspiracy theory. It's not going to happen. They're closing schools. I know. They're closing all the sporting events should be shut down. What do you want to go and sit in an arena with 150,000 people in it or 75,000 people in it? That means that what? How many people are in there are sick? It takes one. And what if they're walking around the stadium, going to the bathroom, going to get food, going overseeing the sites? Everywhere they walk through, they're contaminating someone else. You could literally have this thing blow up from a pandemic to a global event of a fucking catastrophe to kill off the human race. If you don't keep everybody away from each other for a little bit, that doesn't mean hide in your house and don't go out and don't do anything. That just means don't go to these big sporting events. Don't go to church because let's face it, humans are nasty. If we weren't, we wouldn't have to worry about this thing. If everybody was washing their hands after they took a shit and didn't sneeze into their hands and touch things and didn't put shit in their eyes, nobody would be getting these diseases anyways, these viruses, colds and flu bugs. Okay? Those of us who know and we have issues, we make sure that we get the flu shot. We make sure that we wash our hands. We make sure that we sanitize things. Now people are going crazy, and I want to talk about that. So everybody's going out and they're buying all the hand sanitizer they can possibly buy. And Purell's making a fucking fuck ton of money. They have none and they're trying to ramp up and get some more out there for us. Okay? Here's the problem with that. Now, it's okay if you're getting that stuff because you're going to use it, say, when you go out to the store or somewhere else. And I'm going to take some hand sanitizer and wipe my hands with it. And then maybe I'll even use it to get a Kleenex or get a Clorox wipe and clean the basket that I'm going to be touching now. Right? Everybody laughed at Sylvester Stallone because he put rubber gloves on. I don't have them with me. They're in the bathroom. I bought a thing of that. You know why? He was smart. They all laughed. Oh, he's worried. He's smart. It's not, you don't have to worry. If you don't stand next to anybody, and if people are coughing, you go, dude, you know, cover that, bro. I don't know what you have, and I don't care if it's just a cold. I don't want it. Please, you know, be nice enough to not sneeze on me. You're only going to get it if you touch things and then touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth, or your ears. And we do that all the time. So he wore rubber gloves. If you have rubber gloves on, or, you know, he had surgical gloves on. If you have those on, you're less prone to go, well, I'm going to rub my face now. Because you're like, well, I got these on. Why do I have these on? Oh, yeah, because I don't want to get anything on me. So he's wearing those gloves. And then when he gets back to his car, you take the gloves off the same way doctors do so that you don't touch yourself with, pulling the glove off. You pull the gloves off and you throw them in the garbage. Now your hands are fine. You get in your own car. You got bags to put in there, or you wait till you get home and you wear them, and then you clean your car off before you go in the house and throw them away and clean off everything before you touch it if you're really a germ freak. Okay, but now people are going and they're hand sanitizing and they're sanitizing and using all this stuff in their house to clean their house because what, your house is going to give you the virus? If the virus is in your house, no, one good cleaning is good, okay, just in case you had a bunch of traffic in your house. But after you do that, every time you touch something, you don't have to hand sanitize that. I was watching the girl on the news do that. She was working with her own kits of paint doing makeup, and she was wiping down afterwards all the stuff she was touching. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You touched that. So if you have that virus, what's that going to do for you? Keep you from getting it the next time you got the virus will be dead by the time you get back to doing your makeup again because it's just going to sit there and die, but you already have the virus. It's not like you're going to have the virus and then you're going to get over it and come back and do your makeup and give yourself the virus again. because that's going to be a 7 to 14 day time period. And the virus is going to be dead in a day or 2 days. Okay, so a lot of people are spending a lot of money to sanitize shit after their own people and their own stuff. You get into your house, and if everybody in your house has been sanitized and nobody has it, you don't have to sanitize every time you touch some fucking thing. Now, it's okay to do that and wipe down all the counters after you've been cooking and all that stuff. I say people need to do more of that, right? My wife and I would do that all the time. You get done cooking and you clean it up, and what do? You wash down the counters, then you sanitize them with some sort of, you know, we had the Clorox ones or whatever, you know, whatever you want to use, a sanitizer, you wipe it down. Throw that stuff in the garbage, everything's sanitized, but you don't have to worry about the bugs or any of the food mixing and creating some sort of virus or anything in your house. Okay, I can see that, but if it's just you touching your own stuff, what are you sanitizing it for? Okay, and what is this toilet paper obsession and water obsession? You think they're going to turn the power off now because there's a virus, and so you're not going to get any water, drinking water? So you're buying and stocking up a bunch of water and a bunch of toilet paper. Why? You think they're going to turn off all the power and shut everything down, and you're not going to have anything to wipe your ass with? Seriously? If that's what's going on, we're all going to die anyways, right? Only the people like me who are preppers, who understand how to survive and still remember and have been taught how to live off of the land, we're the only ones that are going to survive anyway. You stocking up on toilet paper is just going to give us toilet paper when we find your dead body in the house later on down the road. Okay? So I don't know what this obsession with toilet paper is. Right? What they're going to do now is there's going to be no toilet paper. You're not going to be able to find it, but you got to stockpile for a month. Now, everybody's got to stockpile for a whole month. All that stuff is on computer reordering. It's not like, oh, no, we get it all from China and they're not shipping it. We get all of our stuff from overseas, so it's not going to come in the country. There's already stuff that's already here that's going to be unpacked and go to warehouses that got here from over in the other countries that got here far, far before this whole thing started. If we get all of our textiles from outside the country and from China, all of our paper. Okay? So none of that stuff's going to be shipped back. It's not like they're going to go, well, all this stuff's already here. Maybe the container door's got the virus and we're going to die. Many of these stores already have this stuff piled up in their warehouses. So what's going to happen? I know when I was coughing just then, I don't have the virus. I have COPD, so I cough anyways, guys. Anyone who's heard my show or seen my show, you know that I have phlegm and I cough. That's a normal thing. Every time I use my inhaler, it screws me up for a couple of days. Anyway, so most of these people have this stuff in their warehouses around our country. So they're going to, now it's on auto replenish. There's a computer system that every time you scan something out, it automatically reorders it. Okay? So all of that toilet paper that was just bought is going to be shipped back to the store. In 2 weeks from now, it's going to be in the stores. But you just bought a whole month's supply of toilet paper. So there's going to be toilet paper sitting on the shelves collecting dust for a month because you don't need it anymore. But it's going to be there. They only order what they use and keep the stock full at all times. Okay, so if there is a run like this, it'll be there for you. So you guys they're making a ton of money right now. They're not closing their doors. Not going to happen. This is not a nuclear event. This is not a global event that's going to kill off a whole planet. Unless this just keeps going up and up and up and up and doesn't peak and start to go back down. But too late, that's already happened. Okay? And I'm sure Israel probably has done the same thing. I haven't checked on them. I usually go on. I didn't go to the CDC or the World Health Organization. Who? World Health Organization. WHO. Who? I love that, but they won't do it. I guess they have no sense of humor. Who? Anyway, so if you go to the World Health Organization, who? And the CDC, they have those numbers and they're telling you that. So I know that Israel closed all their borders to incoming flights. Well, didn't close them. What they said was, you can come here, but you have to be in quarantine for 14 days before you're released into the population. I think we should do that everywhere. I think we do that from everybody. Too bad. You know what? That's something you have to put up with. You know, if you want to go to Boca Raton and come home, 14 days, you can go there, have your fun. Stop being a spoiled, rotten fucking American and take one for the goddamn team. Okay? You're living all high on the hog, taking your cruise. Well, this is what you got to pay for it. It might happen, and you might have to do it. Don't bit and bitch and piss into the wind because now I had to sit around and wait. It's not my fault. No, it's not your fault. Okay? But if we just let your dumb ass go into the population because you feel fine today, guess what happens? And then you have people like that guy who he should be put in jail. his daughter's prom or whatever, and she had it, and he had it. They were on quarantine. Well, I get that he didn't want his daughter to miss that opportunity in her life by having a party and going to the prom. So he took her to the prom, infected the whole fucking school and anybody else they came in contact with before they found out that that was going on for a 14-day time period. That could cause an entire town to get the virus because one fucknut decided he was going to go against the grain and do what I want to fucking do on my own. That's the problem with our country, is that there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Everybody out there, you guys are all self-entitled and think you're all fucking that and that. And you're nothing but trailer trash, just like me, just like everybody else. You're a podunk trailer trash, every single one of us. I don't think there's anybody in this country that's not. Even the rich people are podunk. Okay? That's just being human, being an American. Okay? We're not aristocrats. We're not aristocrats anywhere in anybody's fucking eyes on the whole fucking planet. We're not aristocrats. We're aristorats. Okay? We're the fucking dregs. We're the people who got kicked out of every fucking country on the face of the earth. Some of us ran out kicking and screaming to get out. Okay? That's what makes us tough, and that's what makes us the baddest fucking nation on the planet. We are what the Vikings were 1,000 years ago. Okay? And the reason for that is because we're the scrappiest motherfuckers who got kicked out of every fucking nation who was respectable on the planet. And now we're a bunch of pirates out in the fucking ocean and we're staring down your shit. Okay? That's the truth. So be proud of that. I am. I'm Irish American. And I'm proud to be an Irish American because us Irish literally been kicked out of every fucking country of mankind. And most every bar in every fucking country. Okay, but the reason for that is because we're like this. We're fucking the watchdog. We're the fucking police of the department of the world. We look around and we go, what the fuck are they doing over there? That's bullshit. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Get out of here with that. Okay, and we want justice. We want freedom and we want justice. And we Irish help free almost every country that's free to this day and that has white people living on it. And a bunch of them that has black people and brown people living on it. Okay, I hate when people look at me and tell me, well, you're white. No, I'm not. I'm European. There's a difference. There's a difference. Europeans freed slaves a lot faster than anybody else did. And you know what? And then the Americans weren't the last ones to free slaves. Okay? And it wasn't the Irish, and it wasn't the English, and it wasn't the Scottish, and it wasn't the Americans who were the last ones to free slaves. Right? So don't lump me in with white people. I'm European. There's a difference. So, we're a bunch of scrappy, nasty people over here. We need to get by that. So what's going on right now is basically everybody going, okay, look, let's be adults here now. Everybody just back off, slow down. We're going to cancel all sporting events. We're going to cancel church. We're going to cancel, you know, the kids' bake sale. We're going to cancel all that stuff. And that way nobody would have to worry about everybody passing it to everybody because of stupidity. So now take it, be an adult, wash your goddamn hands, right? Clean up after yourselves. Don't sneeze or spit or cough on people and crowds, and if you don't feel good, stay the fuck home because we don't want your nasty germs. Okay, so that's what's going on now. Stop all this panic mongering. Like I said, if you're stuck on those other stations, that they're going to get you panicked. You turn on Fox literally last night and the night before, Sean Hannity, he's probably going to be on in a couple minutes, in 15 minutes, and Tucker Carlson, we're giving the exact same numbers that I was giving you at the beginning of the show. I looked them up to make sure that they were accurate. Okay, and they were. And I decided at the last minute that I was not going to record the Law of One this week because I needed to put this out there. And I know I might be too harsh for some of you, and you might have turned me off because I pissed you off. And if I have, and you're not here anymore now, I'm sure. So those people who have already left, any of you who are still left, they're the problem. Those guys are the problem. That's why they fucking left. Okay? Because they're like, fuck you. Because they know they're the problem. They just don't want to admit it to themselves. Okay, and some people just want to see the fucking world burn, and those people are going to be the ones that you're going to see now, because they're going to be going, I don't give a shit about this quarantine stuff. I don't feel so good, but I ain't got no goddamn corona. What's that thing called? COVID-19. I don't even know what that means. I know. That's why your dumbass is walking around right now with it and trying to fucking infect everybody. Okay, we don't need no books learning. Reading. The hell you talking about, boy? You don't cotton to that around here. See, they're the problem. Now, everybody just needs to calm down, okay? Taylor Swift, listen to that song. Need to Calm Down, great song. Love the harmonics, the way that song is it flows, the way she has that going through there. Okay, everybody needs to just calm down and relax and stop being a snarl-toothed, buck-eyed, slobber, you know, slobber fest from the grave or from the freaking trailer park. Okay, just relax. It's not that bad. It looks a little scary because we have, you know, the reason that we had declared a national emergency. If you live in Florida, if you live in Texas, if you live in California, you're used to national emergencies. Because California catches fire and almost burns down every fucking summer. Okay, Texas has the same problem, and then they have hurricanes and tornadoes and tidal waves and all kinds of craziness, and so does Florida. So, and then anywhere down south, you guys all know. Okay, you guys get hurricanes slamming into the coast, and they declare national emergency, or at least in that state. So to declare a national emergency countrywide, the reason that's done is purely not because, oh my God, we're all going to die, but there's billions and billions of dollars that are set aside for these type of emergencies to give aid to people, to be able to be spent on whatever aid needs to be. So if a national emergency is declared by the president, then all that money opens up for every single state, and they can now spend that money to work on a vaccine. Okay, and now I want to talk about this too. H1N1, H2, you know, those two viruses that we had during the Barack Obama administration. Barack Obama didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. They didn't close the borders to anybody coming from anywhere. They didn't do anything at all besides business as usual. And your media didn't hype up how many people died. Do you know how many people died? In the 8 years that Barack Obama was the president, 120,000 people died from those two diseases, those two viruses. Let me say that again. 120,000 people died. Okay? They're complaining about guns and people being shot by guns in this country. 18,000 people die every year in the United States from gun violence. And that includes police officers shooting people in a shootout. That also includes, and they don't tell you this, combat injuries. Yes, it does. Look it up. Okay, so they don't tell you that. How many people died from the flu last year in this country? 26,000 people. Do the math. How many more is that than 18,000? From the flu. They don't care about the flu. They're not trying to stop the flu. In 8 years... Under Barack Obama, 120,000 people died from two global pandemics that he did nothing. His administration did nothing. The news called for nothing. Nobody complained about anything. Nobody said, why aren't we having people tested? Where's the money to have people tested? Why aren't we quarantining people? Nothing. Just let it run its course. This is being trumped up on purpose, driven by a narrative by a democratic regime hell-bent to get their power back. Okay? It's not going to be that bad. In fact, it's going to be even less now because of the precautions that are being taken. In fact, we've already had 16,000 people die from influenza so far this season, and we still have 2 more months or 3 months left in that 6-month cycle. So on average, it should be about 24, 25, 26, 27,000 people that die from influenza. Because of the coronavirus, I'll bet you we don't get that number. I'll bet we don't surpass 20,000 people dying from influenza. You know why? Because everybody is now washing their fucking hands and sterilizing shit in this country. And I'll bet you the H1N1 and the H1R2 or whatever it is, the swine flu and the bird flu, I'll bet those numbers decrease as well. Okay, but they're not going to tell you that. You have to watchdog this shit and do like I do and go to the World Health Organization and look these numbers up. Go to the CDC and look these numbers up. That's the Center for Disease Control. Look them up. They have them published all the time for everybody to see. They even predict when something is going to be a possible pandemic. I used to watch it. I started watching it even more because of the H1N1, because of the swine flu and the bird flu. Okay, so I started going there and looking things up every flu season. How bad is it? It's normal. Normal accepted deaths each year for influenza is between 24,000 and 28,000 Americans acceptable. 180,000 Americans hospitalized over that. Acceptable numbers. 55 deaths in America so far, and they're saying it's unacceptable. 35 of which was in one place. One. The old folks home that started the whole thing in Washington. So we're going to have more people die. But until we get above 60,000, I'm not concerned, because we already have two diseases that do that every year. Okay? Until we get above 26,000, I'm not going to be concerned, because that's an acceptable number, and so are those other numbers, according to the CDC and the World Health Organization. Otherwise, this shit that we're going through right now, we'd have been going through for the last 8 years under Barack Obama each year. We'd have been freaking out, closing borders, running up the flagpole, see who salutes it, and the whole nines. But you know what? That didn't happen. You know why? The Democrats had power. They weren't trying to get their power base back. So why is Barack Obama doing nothing? He was their boy. They were in love with him. Okay? So they're not going to say anything bad about him. So if he does nothing, they don't care. Because they don't care about you, your life, or anyone else's. The only thing they care about is their power. And if it wasn't an election year, and if it wasn't for the Democrats not having the presidency, and if it wasn't for the Democrats having zero of electability with their candidates, knowing that they couldn't impeach this guy, so he's going to run. I can't beat him in the polls. The only way we can do that is we have to hope this economy tanks between now and then and stays tanked in the tank, so that we can say he was inept. He didn't know what he was doing. He ruined the economy. He killed a bunch of people. Don't vote for him. They're betting on your life and your job and your livelihood that you're going to fail, get a disease, and die so they can get power back. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Anyone. Don't come at me with talking points. Don't come at me with bullet points. Don't come at me with accusations. Listen to what I've said and look at what's going on. Is it a conspiracy theory? Maybe. Is it a coincidence? I think not. Okay? Am I wrong? That's a possibility. And if I am wrong, I would admit that. I say, yeah, you're right. That was bunk. Okay, but right now, all the earmarks are there. They're trumping this up and going after Trump like it's nobody's business, saying he's an idiot, he's inept, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's not even clear on who's getting banned to come into the United States, when I actually understood everything that he said and knew from everything that he said that Americans, he even said that Americans will still be able to come back. So I don't understand why all these people were freaked out, probably because they didn't watch his actual speech. You know why? Because they don't watch the one channel that published his speech. They watched the sound bites that the other news agencies showed you and the narrative they told you. Okay? And I know that because it's the only way that you wouldn't know what he said. It's the only way, because nobody on Fox was saying, he wasn't clear about whether Americans are coming back because he said that. But they didn't show you that sound bite. Okay? So all those people across the world, and now, and mind you, if you're watching television in another country, the exact same cabal is embedded in your country there as well. Okay, so it's not just the United States. This is a global event. And you have over, and you guys in the UK know. You guys in Australia know. You guys in Germany know. You guys in France know. You know who your global elitists are that are the cabal and who the opposition is. And you guys all have different names because every country has their own name for their own parties. Okay. But one of them is that corrupt global elitist that you know who the progressives, and you know who they are, and you guys all know that's the same ones. That's the same power, that's the same money, that's the same people behind the thrones. All of them are related, the whole nines. Look it up, it's true. No, I didn't make this up. A little girl discovered that. She started it over here in America in 2017. Just found out that every president in the history of America, save for one, are all related. Little girl did that. Prove that. And then that was taken further by the guys in Above Majestic and shown that every deity, every government official from every country on the planet is in fact related, dating back to the 12th century. That's as far back as I can prove it. So it's a power struggle between cousins, and they don't give a crap about your life or anyone else's. If it means they get their power back, they will nuke the planet. And if you think that I'm lying, you're not paying attention. Okay? Now, you can call me Conspiracy Theory Joe, Conspiracy Theory Leo. I don't care. I don't care. But what I do know is this is happening. And I do know that the media is all over this as if it was the biggest pandemic. And you guys don't know what that word means, so it scares you. Pandemic. That means that there's dead people everywhere. No, it doesn't. It just means that there's at least one case in just about every country on the globe. That's it. That's what makes a pandemic. It's everywhere now, so it's a pandemic. That doesn't mean it's the Black Death of the bubonic plague of the over in Europe. You know, where 25% or so of the population died off. It's not that. Over in China, it might be. I don't know what the numbers are over there, but I'm telling you, they're pretty high. Okay, but at least over in Italy, they're actually giving us, you know, real-time numbers. So that's why they look so bad, because they're actually giving us real numbers. Okay, so whether I pissed you off or not, I really don't care. I'm hoping that some of what I said to you guys here today, if you're in any other country and they're trying to panic you, don't panic. Just do what you need to do. Stay away from people. Don't touch them. Don't hug them. Don't kiss them. Don't shake people's hands for a while. Don't touch anything unless you have gloves on, and you should wear rubber gloves, you know, the surgical gloves if you can get them. Wearing a mask doesn't help you if you are not ill. It only helps you if you're ill to not give it to other people. So if you are ill, wear a mask. And if you still feel like you need to wear a mask, wear a mask. But clean after yourselves. Sanitize shit. Wash your hands. If you just use soap and water and scrub for 20 seconds, I would say do it for 25, 26 seconds, okay? If you just do that, if there is anything on your hands, it's not there anymore. Don't touch your face, don't touch your eyes, don't touch your nose, don't touch your mouth, don't touch your ears with your hands until you've washed them, if you're in public and touching anything in public. Anything. Doors, doorknobs, shopping carts, walls, light switches, right? The door to the restroom, anything. Because the virus lives on that stuff longer than most viruses. And that's what makes this one scarier than the others. Most viruses last 2, 3, 4 hours. Some of them a few seconds. This one can last up to 8 or 9 hours. Okay? Alive on something that somebody touched. So hand sanitizer is good, right? That's good. And any wipes, you know, that will kill germs and bacteria, those are good. Those are good things to have. Toilet paper, what are you doing? I mean, if you're low on toilet paper, get some, but you don't need to hoard toilet paper for like a month's worth of ass wipes. What am I going to wipe my ass with, man? There's paper towel, there's things, you got napkins, there's things laying around you can wipe your butt with. If it really gets bad, wipe it with a washcloth and then wash the damn washcloth. And then wash your damn hands. Okay? But I don't believe that the world's coming to an end. And if it is and it's gotten that bad, most of us aren't living anyway. Most of us aren't making it. So if it gets that bad, do you want to make it? Because then think about how bad it's going to be afterwards. So if it does get that bad to where like everybody's dying in the fucking streets and they got to cart people off and burn their bodies so that no one else gets it, then, you know, only 25% of us will probably make it anyways. Right? And those are the scrappy little fuckers that are going to be hiding in the mountains and you know, surviving. So if you're not already a survivor and you're not already a prepper and you don't already have stuff so that if the power goes off, you can survive, you're going to be one of them that's not going to make it anyways. Okay? So you should start thinking about that. I say this all the time. People are like, the world's not going to come to an end. The government's not going to take over. It takes one event that's global, bro. Look what's happening now. One event that's global. What if it's happened locally in your area? Fire, flood. You see my point? So you guys should be prepared. Buy my book. I have a book that'll tell you about it. It's very simple. Right? Buy my book. Prepping/Survival for Beginners. Buy my book. If you would have bought my book and read my book, you guys would be already in a place to where even if you didn't have stuff all stockpiled on hand, you would have the knowledge and the wherewithal to understand that I'm okay. I can do this. Because you would have already said, what do I need to learn? Because I tell you that and talk to you about that in my book. What do I need to learn and how do I need to figure out how to survive in the area that I'm living in currently with the tools that I have? Does that mean I need to get new tools? Does that mean that I need to change my location? all of those questions were put to you in my book, and you would have them already in your mind, and you would already know what you're going to do, and a pandemic like this wouldn't scare you so much, because you'd go, all right, well, if it gets that shitty, I just have to be away from the whole world for a month. I got enough food for 6 months. I'm good. I'll just kick back, put my feet up, wait for all you asses to die, and then wait for somebody else who's conscientious to go around and pick up your bodies. And then when they come over and check on me, I'll go, who are you, with my gun? I'm fine. We're fine here. Go away. Come back another day when you've cleaned that mess up outside. Okay? So, relax, guys. It's not as bad as you think. We needed this, though. I just said this to a guy yesterday while I was standing in line at the store getting toilet paper, because we needed it, not because I was stockpiling it. I wasn't just getting that. I was buying regular groceries. So, but 9/11 was the last time we had anything big in this country that would get us rattled to where we had to stand up and be adults. A whole generation of kids were born since then, and they're now in their teens, late teens and early 20s, who don't remember that. And there's nothing that's happened in between except for the Kim Jong-un little teeny thing that everybody was freaking out about like it was the end of the world. And I was like, man, if you were around in the 80s and the 70s, we were going to go to nuclear war every day. We knew we weren't going to live to the year 2000. We knew we were going to get nuked. We knew it. It was going to happen. Okay, that was what we were living with growing up. And then it didn't happen because some people grew up. Some people were adults in the room and staved that off. And so now we've had this prosperous time of peace, even though there's a fight going on over there in the Middle East. It's all over there. There's no threat here. Hardly any threat from bombings and stuff till 9/11. That was a good wake-up call for America, but America's gone back to sleep because they have a short attention span. And there's a whole new generation that hasn't had to live through anything like this, so you guys are freaking the hell out. All you millennials, you know what to fucking do with yourself. You're beside yourself. You go and talk to all the old people that they're concerned with. 90% of them are going, get out of here with that. That's nothing. Okay? They're like, you guys are panic mongers because those guys lived during the wars, World War II. Most of those old people that are there are World War II veterans, or they were born right around then. They lived through Vietnam. They lived through Korea. They lived through the Cold War. They lived through all that stuff. So to them, they're like, get away from me with that. They're not concerned. The people that are concerned are the people that are on television trying to get ratings. Those are the people that are concerned. You turn that channel off and nobody else is concerned. Now they're starting to get concerned because they don't want it to get as bad as it has in other countries. So we've got to close everything down that we can without closing down the machine. We are the machine. We need to continue to go to work, buy food, go to the movies, go to the restaurants, do that stuff like you normally do. That's what even Bush said that after, you know, we had the problems of 9/11 and then later on when Barack Obama with the stimulus, only Bush gave us the stimulus and Barack gave the companies, the corporations, the stimulus. But the stimulus package was given to us by Bush so that we would go out and spend money because we have to spend money to keep the machine running. Okay? So don't panic and start hoarding shit and hide. The hoarding is good right now because you had to buy all that. So they made that money, and then you'll have to eventually start buying it again, because if you don't, that's when it'll drop off and we'll have problems and the world will come to an end. So even if it ends and there's no more coronavirus, but if nobody goes back out into the world and starts buying shit again, because right now they made their month's worth of money on the shit that you're hoarding, right? So in a month from now is when that money, you know, because the money they made now will cover them through that same time period, pays for itself and their profit, do you see? But if after that nobody goes and buys anything, that's when shit starts tanking, okay? So stop panicking. Do your due diligence. It's just like 9/11 when everybody was like, pay attention to the fucking Arabs around us. Or anybody that looks like they're suspicious, like they're doing suspicious things, not just Arabs. Don't just racial profile them, because we've had white people do it. Timothy McVeigh is one of them. Okay? He's a Mick, for crying out loud. So, same thing. Now you're looking for a zombie. It's not the zombie apocalypse, but you're looking for a zombie. You're looking for that person that's going, ugh. But I don't feel so good. Dude, back away. Okay? That's what you need to do. Don't sneeze on me. Don't touch me. Okay? That's what you need to do. If you just do that, go about your life, this will go away. Why? How? How does it go away? Well, it never goes away completely. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the flu happening again. But it'll go away from your country it'll stay in another country that's got cold weather and inclement climate where people's immune systems are weak, and then it makes its way back around to us every winter time here in the United States. So it's going to happen, but it'll probably be something we're going to deal with forever, because it's not a disease, it's a virus. So if it was a disease, we can inoculate, it's done. But now what'll happen is by next year, more than likely, coming up around November of next year, it'll be added to your flu shot, or you'll get a secondary flu shot. Because by then they'll have all that taken care of. Okay? So it'll either be just mixed with the new flu shot, you'll get one flu shot and it's going to cover everything, or you're going to get one flu shot in one arm and one flu shot in the other arm. And then you don't have to worry about getting it again. Okay? Each year you're just going to have to get a shot so you don't get it. Or wash your fucking hands, cover your fucking mouth, sneeze in or cough into your arm, fucking arm, your elbow. Okay? Very simple. Be adults. Think about what you're doing. Be sanitary. All right, guys. That's my soapbox lecture for an hour and 2 minutes. I apologize. I wanted to go live and be able to actually talk to you guys and answer questions, but I'll air it, and then I'll watch it, and I'll do the same thing I normally do and see if I can talk through that. Sorry about the Law of One not getting up today, but I felt this was more important. So I will get the stuff out to you guys as soon as I can. I'll get the other shows up going. I'll get Law of One back in order. Maybe I'll play that on Monday and then go do it on Monday and on Friday just to get you guys caught back up. I might just do that. We'll see how things go this weekend. All right, guys. Namaste. I love you all. For those of you who are still here with me and you made it to the end of this and you're not pissed off and turning me off, thank you. Thank you. And those of you who find this, if you found it to be knowledgeable in any way, pass it on, please. I'm not saying I want ratings, because my show doesn't get that many ratings. I mean, I don't get a million hits. And I'm not trying to get a million hits. Usually I just go for the people that I know are supposed to be on my show. There's an audience that I'm talking to, and they're the ones that are supposed to find my show. This time is something that I'm trying to get out to people. So share this. Share it to your friends and family, because everything that I've said to you in here is, some of the things I said were my opinion. But all the rest of the stuff is factual. Okay? I wrote a book about both prepping, and I wrote a book about how to get out of debt, surviving in the 21st century. Okay? Both of those things talk about what I just talked about. The fake money, the way it works, the way our government works, the way the European governments work on our monies, and how that's generated, and all of that is true. You can look that up. It's not a lie. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's the truth that many, many people have written many books about, and many professors talk about. Okay. All right, guys. Great show. Talk to you later. Peace.